Sadly, we do lose a lot of ladies each year to cervical cancer, and there now is a new way that will all be tested, hopefully holding in that being picked up a lot quicker and even better survival rates. From the Cancer Council of New South Wales, their Director of Research, Professor Karen Krenfeld, joined us to talk about that. Good morning there, Karen. I guess we could start by setting the scene. Karen, how many women do get diagnosed with cervical cancer across the country each year?
Well, every year, still 900 women are diagnosed with cervical cancer, and unfortunately, 250 women will die from it. But I think we have to keep in mind that this number would have been a lot higher successes that we've seen in cervical cancer prevention in Australia, and we do have a very successful national cervical screening program.
Which is good to hear. I guess one is too many, but if we can sort of do what we can to keep those numbers down, we are on the right track. There is some interesting data that's come out very recently suggesting that testing for the HPV is actually going to differ from pap smears. That's actually going to be able to pick that up a little bit quicker. Can you take us through all of that this morning?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this is really the great news. So even though we've got a successful pap smear program, there's still, as we just heard, some room for improvement. So the really fantastic news is that the national program is going to change, and we're going to move to a new way of testing for women being at risk, and that's to test for the presence of the human papillomavirus. So that's the virus that causes cervical cancer. So it's a very sensitive way to check if a woman's at a slightly increased risk of developing cervical cancer. So in December this year, the national program's going to change from 2 yearly pap smears to 5 yearly HPV testing, and we think over the long term it's been predicted this will improve cervical cancer and incidence and mortality rates even further, in fact by 20% or more, even beyond what we've got now. So I think that's really great news.
Look, this is some really great news, Karen. I guess what was it that got the penny dropped and thought if we test for this may sort of help get the numbers down?
Yeah, well, I think it's really this insight that cervical cancer is caused by HPV. So what we're really doing is we're testing one step ahead of a pap smear. So a pap smear has to look at changes in cells. But with a new test, we're testing for the presence of a virus itself. And the new trial results that are out this week have really shown that this is true in the Australian population. So we've really demonstrated in the real world that HPV testing actually picks up more precancerous abnormalities than the pap smear, and what that means is that we can protect women longer term against developing invasive cervical cancer.
Aha, I think the penny's dropped with me. So we test for the virus and then we can
exactly.
Sort of treat that, thus minimising as much as we can anyway the risk before it gets to the next level.
Exactly. So the really great news is we've shown it's true and the new program is actually moving with this latest technology for screening. So that's what will be available to women in Australia. So it's really a world-leading, I think, effort to build on our past successes with the pap smear-based program and also build on our successes with HPV vaccination for younger women.
Great. Well, good to see that switch has been made, or at least will happen at the end of the year. Thanks for sharing a little bit of that insight with us this morning, Karen.
You're welcome. Thanks, Mark.
From the Cancer Council, their Director of Research, Professor Karen Krenfeld, with some changes there in testing for cervical cancer. 2NURFM, it's 25 past 11. Good morning.